Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, my name is Denise Eckert, and I'm here because I love sharing tips and practices to help you overcome stress and burnout. And today I've got Dr. Renee, and she is a double board certified doctor who's been working with women for over 20 years. And due to her own personal health challenges, she stepped outside the box of conventional medicine to take a radically different approach to heal herself from the deep depths of burnout. So hi, Dr. Renee.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Can you go into what your experience with burnout was?
Oh, yes. How long do we have? Because it was quite the story. And, you know, this is burnout and my comeback from burnout is really why I'm here today doing what I'm doing. So I am, like you said, you know, a double board certified doc, but I just started with one board certification and that was in OBGYN. And, you know, I was living what I thought was the dream life. I'd bought a horse and we moved to the country and I had twins and, you know, life was good until I fell off my horse in 2012. And that's where I always say my story begins because that is when my life as a whole took a radical turn, you know, 90 to 180. And it wasn't immediate though. What happened is, you know, I broke the back. I actually fractured four lumbar transverse processes, which is a rare injury. A lot of the docs in locally were like, oh, we never have seen this injury before. So the first strike against really my mindset and my overall diagnosis was the fact that I was given this unrealistic timeline of healing within 6 weeks, which didn't happen. At 6 months, I was still pretty debilitated, maintained on narcotics. And, you know, right there was a first blow of, you know, I went from 150 miles per hour, you know, up every third night delivering babies, had my own young children. And, you know, now I'm laying on a couch with this diagnosis that I have and this plan of being back on my feet in 6 months or 6 weeks. And it was not, did not happen. So what happened after that is I had procedures to my back. Unfortunately, I always say I was Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall that couldn't be put back together again, because these fractures are actually, they're attached to muscle. They're always getting moved. So I couldn't, they couldn't go in there and fix them. Beyond the 6 months, I did have the procedures, got me back at least to work part-time. And my scope of OBGYN was severely limited now to just basically clinic work. I couldn't operate. I couldn't deliver anymore. And then what happened over the next couple of years was just, you know, these weird symptoms of I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I'd have this huge dip in energy in the afternoon. I was really just unmotivated to do anything, exercise, eat right. You know, it seemed a lot of work to make anything substantial for lunch. So I would just go in the cabinet and get a bag of chips. I was finding myself living on stimulants like coffee. You know, what would happen in the evening is if I didn't get to bed by, I'd say 10 o'clock, I was wired. I was like, I could, you know, feel like I could stay up all night. And so I actually became very bothered by these symptoms when, you know, I was telling my husband one night, like, I can't go on feeling like this. This is awful. So I, of course, went to my doctor. It sounds like depression, right? Like I was in the conventional world and what other box could I put myself into but depression? I didn't even know any different. And I remember saying to my doc, oh gosh, yeah, I guess that makes sense of all of the diagnoses out there, but I just don't feel like I'm depressed. I don't feel, yeah, I'm a little sad that my life has completely changed and, you know, it will probably never look like it used to. However, I just don't feel like this is what depression should feel like. But I'm so desperate to feel better. Just give me that pill. So I got to start on my first antidepressant. And what happened after that is that I actually had all of the side effects and I still continue to have all my symptoms. So I was double whammied. a few months down the road, you know, I'm back for follow-up. And of course, what happens when one medication doesn't work? You try another. It's not that you have the incorrect diagnosis. So I actually got put on a second antidepressant. And it's when that one failed, again, just like the first, all the side effects without any of the alleviation of my current symptoms, I was like, there's something else going on. At this point, I had already flunked out of physical therapy. So there was no more help for my back. And all these other weird symptoms, my doc didn't know what to do. She's like, I don't know what else to do. So essentially, here I am in the medical community and all of my colleagues are, I don't want to say turning their backs on me, but they don't know what to do. And I have to live with it. Ironically, at this point, I had a functional medicine doc pretty much dropped in my lap. You know, I had a friend that said, why don't you call this doc? And it was actually for another reason. But while I had her on the phone, I was going through some of my symptoms. And she's like, wow, you know, you do sound like you have adrenal dysfunction, potentially, you know, the coined term adrenal fatigue. And I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, here I am in the medical world. And, you know, in the conventional world, you only think of adrenal issues as the, you know, making too much hormones or not enough, you know, the ends of the spectrum, Addison's or Cushing's. We do not believe in the conventional world that there is anything in between. So because of that, it was never even on my radar. But when she brought it up, and here I am sitting in bed one night talking to her on the phone, I actually looked it up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how I feel. And so she, you know, like I tell my clients, you know, you didn't get here overnight. You're not going to feel better overnight, but this is going to be the plan. And it does not include medications, maybe supplements, lifestyle changes. So what happened after that is she did confirm it with salivary testing. And I have to say, you know, just knowing that there was a reason why I was feeling the way I was feeling, it wasn't all in my head. I mean, that alone made me feel so much better. And to know that I didn't have to feel that way for the rest of my life. And yes, it was going to take some work on my part to feel better, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe really dim in the beginning, but there was light. That same night, you know, she had actually offered me a job working with her in functional medicine. Here I am, just, you know, a board certified OB, no idea even what functional medicine was, getting on the phone with her. And I looked it up right then and there, the training that she had done. And I always tell the story of how I got on the phone with her when my husband went into the shower. And when he came out of the shower, I said, okay, I have adrenal dysfunction. I'm going to do this and get started. I'm going to confirm it with some testing, but I'm also going to go back to do a fellowship in functional medicine and join this doctor in her practice. And he goes, how long was he in the shower for? And, you know, that actually also was the time that I started to listen to my intuition and go with my gut. Like, this is what I have to do. Because when, you know, she gave me that hope back, I felt helpless and hopeless. And I never, ever, ever wanted a woman to feel like I felt ever again. And to think that I was in the medical world and I had no idea about this. So how many women was I seeing, you know, that I was misdiagnosing with depression because I didn't know what else it was? So I forged ahead and never looked back. Went back, did a fellowship in functional medicine, joined her in practice. Unfortunately, that office closed 3 years ago. So we were in practice for 4 years, and it was for more financial reasons more than anything. But nevertheless, my mission continues to be the same as far as, you know, giving women the help and the hope and a reason for how they're feeling. You know, again, I don't necessarily plop a diagnosis on every woman anymore, but just to know it's not all in your head. Their burnout, adrenal issues are very real. And I would say of my former patients and my current clients, most of them have some degree of burnout. Now, whether or not they're full-fledged, you know, like I was, and I wasn't even, I could still get off the couch. I was more of that stage two, why you're tired. But, you know, there are definitely signs that I can recognize in other women now that I'm like, oh, you're starting down that path. You know, let's get it, let's nip it in the butt before you actually get there. So I incorporate addressing adrenals and every single patient that or client that I work with now, because it is so, especially coming out of this, you know, this pandemic, you know, I'm seeing it more than ever now. So that's my long answer.
What a great story. You must be so thankful that finally you figured out what you were dealing with. And that's the thing with stress and burnout. It does attack the adrenals. And it can present itself so many different ways.
Yep.
So what do you recommend for women to do to find out if they've got adrenal failure or damage?
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutraSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you, within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutraSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show.
I before we started recording, I had mentioned that I had done a little quiz and put together a little ebook, because here's the reality of the situation. You go to your doctor and you say you feel like you have burnout. What are they going to do for you? You know, they don't know how to do the testing to confirm. And they certainly don't know outside of prescription medication what to do for it. And you know, what's their prescription medication? An antidepressant, which is not the fix. And I'm not saying that every person that has these symptoms has adrenals and not depression. You know, like I'm not saying that, but I'm just putting it out there. If you are like me and felt like me and don't really feel like it's full-fledged depression, that maybe it's something else. So I actually had put together, and there's tons of information out there, do it yourself, because again, not everyone can invest in seeing a functional medicine doc, you know, either online like I work or in person, because it is an investment. We are not generally covered by insurance, even though you can submit your bill when you see someone in person to the insurance company, it's still out of pocket expense in the beginning. So I find a lot of just educating women on the symptoms and just putting it on the radar, because the reality of the situation, the intervention is not, it's actually healthy. It's healthy intervention, you know, including number one, what is stressing you out? Like that is the most important, because we can, you know, I love supplements, but I always say they could just be like medications too, and just put a Band-Aid on the situation. And that's not what I'm about. We're about getting to the root cause of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. I feel that, you know, I love supplements to use as we're getting to that next step, peeling back the layers of the onion, but I definitely want to do it together. And sometimes I strategically use them depending on where I feel a woman is in her burnout pathway for different reasons as far as energy purposes and such. But you know, number one is again, identifying your stressors. You know, what is stressing you out? Awareness is key. To just run around saying, I'm stressed about what? You know, where can you ask for help? You know, I love to think I'm a superwoman, and I know a lot of your audience as well. You know, they're all busy women. But here's the reality of the situation. We don't get a trophy at the end of the day for doing it all, right? So we really, you know, yeah, you can have your own little trophy in your head, but you're falling into bed at night exhausted and probably crying from just the extreme fatigue that you're experiencing. So, you know, number one, where can you ask for help? From your significant other or spouse, from your kids, from your parents, from friends. You know, people are more than willing to help without looking like you have to do something in return. Number two, boundaries. You know, where can you say no? I know a lot of women listening are probably just like me. I tend to put 10 things on my to-do list in a day. Can I realistically get 10 things done? No. So, you know, where are things that really don't need my attention today? And maybe towards the end of the week, maybe next week I can fit them in. But what are my priorities today to get done? You know, so those are the biggest things. There are some things definitely with stress too that you can actually get rid of. You know, I work with a lot of women unhappy in their jobs or their relationships. Like, and I know it's not so easy to walk away from either of those, but just identifying that you're not happy and what can we do to make you happier, and especially the relationship, you know, communication is always key in relationships. So just talking, telling your significant other or your spouse what you need to stay in the game. So identifying the stressor, and then, you know, all of the things that we tend to start doing when we're experiencing burnout, they're really not helping us, such as living on caffeine and coffee. it's not really helping. Even though it's getting us through our day, it's really just feeding the cycle. So trying to, you know, again, wean off of the caffeine, the energy drinks, whatever you're using. And, you know, the fact that we're turning to a lot of sugary processed foods for two reasons. Number one, the energy purpose, you know, like the sugar gives us energy and short-lived, but nonetheless, when you're really tired, sometimes you just need to get through it. But number two, sometimes we are extremely fatigued. Like I was saying with my story, you know, some days I couldn't even fathom making a salad or a sandwich even, you know, and I would just go to that cabinet and open it and, oh, those salty chips look so good. And I would eat the entire bag. That was not serving me either. And so sometimes it's, again, strategically using some supplements to help give you a little bit of a boost. So maybe you can start making yourself a healthier breakfast to get you through the day. So you're not, you know, again, fueling your body. So you're not hitting that low, not only from your adrenal issues in the afternoon, but also that sugar crash, you know? So unfortunately it does require some lifestyle changes over time. And again, I know we're talking in, and I'm one of those as well, overwhelmed women that like, oh my gosh, this sounds like so much. Baby steps, you know, just knowing like, oh, I have a plan and this is what I'm going to do little by little. Prioritizing self-care, yourself, sleep is super important. I find that, you know, when I'm working with women that are any stage of burnout, actually, I really recommend they go to bed 9 o'clock, you know, before they potentially get that second wind at 10. And then if they can sleep in the morning, the most restorative sleep for most women with adrenal issues and even men, but I work with women. With women is 7 to 9 a.m. So if they can sleep in a little bit, don't guilt yourself. Don't say the shoulds. You know, if you can, if the kids are off of school in a summer break and you can sleep in, you know, at least a couple days a week. And, you know, if you still, while you're recovering, have to take that nap, take the nap. You know, this shoulding and this guilt is really just self-sabotaging. It's not helping. And just realizing that it's not all in your head, that with a little TLC, just recognizing, you know, yes, it is a big problem. And yes, you're only going to spiral further down if we don't nip it in the bud now. Some of my favorite supplements, you know, so aside from like just the self-care and the, you know, even quietness during the day, 10 minutes, I love meditating. It's not for everyone, but just a nice little walk out in nature is enough of self-care for me, you know? So, but then moving on to supplements, some of my favorite like baseline supplements I actually recommend for all women are B complex. So the Bs are number one, depleted with stress, but number two, a lot of them are used to make our chemicals that make us happy and make us feel relaxed. Those chemicals called dopamine and serotonin. So, you know, not only are we depleting them with the stress, but we're also not able to have these nutrients that help us make these things that make us happier and make us more able to deal with the stressors of everyday life. And magnesium, another one really crucial to helping us feel relaxed, you know, is a great potent anti-inflammatory, but it's another nutrient that's eaten up with stress, used up with stress. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, well, what if I change my diet and eat mostly a whole food diet? I love getting most of my nutrition through my food. But realistically speaking, there's number one, our soil is so depleted in nutrients nowadays, it's not getting repleted. So, you know, we just keep growing these crops that are not as nutritious as they used to be. And number two, I live cross country. I live in New York in the center of the state, you know, here they're trucking my broccoli from across the country from California. By the time it gets to me, it has no nutrients left in it. You know, I do encourage and a whole food diet is better, you know, lots of fruits and veggies and your healthy fats and your proteins, but strategically supplementing with B complex, which again has a little of all the B vitamins and a magnesium is really crucial, in my opinion, to most women, burnout or not, but especially when you're dealing with burnout. Another favorite supplement of mine that I actually love to use with women, especially with burnout, especially when they're having a hard time coping, is something called L-theanine. L-theanine is an amino acid from green tea that actually helps calm you without making you feel sedated. So it's that really nice, like just, I always call it the natural Xanax, and people are like, oh, is it really that good? Like it is, you know, I actually have used it. So my whole family has used it. Even my kids, when they were having hard times in school, it really, and a lot of performance companies now that have pre-workouts put it in their pre-workouts because it also helps with focus. it really just calms that chatter going on in that head, in your head. And it just overall calms you. And it's this amazing, you non-toxic supplement. I can't even say anything more. And, you know, I've had patients inadvertently use much higher doses than I recommended. They're fine. You know, there's no adverse side effects. It's actually from the green tea leaf. And it's a little bit of an expensive supplement. So I always say more is not always better. It's not going to give you a better outcome, but using a little, if you find, you know, morning and night would be wonderful. And I've also used it in that on the moment stressor. Like for instance, when I used to be in my office and have to give a presentation in front of 100 people, I would actually do my superwoman pose in front of the mirror and take my L-theanine and I'd go out there and kill it, you know? But so something like that, or if you have a test or something you're super nervous about, taking it right before, it works wonderfully for the acute stress as well. So that is kind of in my tool belt for all across the board with adrenals, especially when you're like, again, having a hard time dealing with the stressors, you're working through it. It's a really nice little crutch to get you through it, keep you sane while you're dealing with navigating your stressors and trying to figure out how to get help and ask for help and set boundaries and just heal your body. So those are my baseline. Another favorite is ashwagandha, which is an adrenal gland adaptogen. Essentially, these are herbs that help adapt your cortisol. So you don't even have to know what your cortisol is doing to use it. Essentially, if your cortisol is high in the morning, it will lower it. And if it's low in the morning, which is usually manifested as feeling really tired, then it will raise it. So it's a wonderful anti-stress supplement that really can help you get through while you're healing your body. So those are kind of like my go-tos for, and a lot of women, you know, and I, of course I love vitamin D too, but that's essential for hormone production and such, but, and just feeling good in your mood and your immune system. So always have to throw vitamin D in there. But I do think a lot of women don't want to take a ton of things, especially like you said, you're going to go to your doctor. They don't know how to do the salivary testing. They're going to call you crazy if you say you have burnout and help them with it. So this is these are a few things that you can do to help yourself, like a DIY, let's start healing my body. And I think with women, the hardest thing is number one, having your support system understand that it is a real condition and you do need a little TLC, and that you do need a little bit of help and support from others while you're on your healing journey. Because a lot of times women feel like they're all alone doing this. So the support and the accountability to stay true to yourself on your healing journey is really key.
Wow. Such amazing information. And you know what's funny? I am in the process of launching a course, and the first couple of things are actually exactly what you said. So I'm just going to recap. So ladies, number one is getting help, yeah, you know, and creating those boundaries and taking control of your time and your energy, finding out what creates that happiness in your life and thrive for that. Stay away from the stimulants. Take the time for self-care. And as you said, Dr. Renee, 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be some long drawn out thing where, oh, I don't have time for this. No, it's 10 minutes.
And just that, you know, again, it's not all in your head. It is not all in your head. And I think that's the biggest takeaway here.
Yeah.
It is very real. And I had it, and I'm going to shout from the rooftops till the day I die that this is real. And again, there could be other things going on, but we got to address what's the most debilitating at this moment. And a lot of times it's the adrenals.
So we're going to tie this up. Now, are there any last words you'd like to share with the audience?
You know, I just think I would love women just to know that they are enough and they are worthy to take some time for themselves and really look at their health and how they feel. I feel like a lot of women do not even know what good feels like anymore. We are just so living in the future, what we have to do next and crossing things off our to-do list. Like, how does your body feel really? And, you know, I know it's hard to slow down sometimes to see how your body feels, but that's the only time you can truly start healing is how do I feel now? And how do I want to feel? And knowing that that's possible, it's possible for every woman. It does take effort. I'm not, you know, it's simple, but it's not always easy. You know, the steps are simple. Like we outlined today, a lot of the simple steps to address burnout, but it's not always easy to start cutting down on the coffee and cutting out the sugar. I'm not going to make light of that situation. But that, you know, just knowing that, you know, a lot of us are our wives and mothers and maybe grandmas, you're no good to anyone else if you're not feeling your best. So you deserve to feel great, amazing, incredible, not just good. And just knowing that you are worthy and enough, and start making that change today, little baby steps towards feeling better.
Wow. I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.